Hi everyone, I'm Susanna Mars. Welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. This week, I got to ride the number 6 bus and the Portland streetcar. I went from Portland Playhouse rehearsal to Winterreise at the Portland Opera. I got to thinking about a song I recorded almost 10 years ago. It's a song written by Richard Gray called People Watching. I hope you enjoy meeting the people that I met. Maybe I'll see you on TriMet next time. People Watching by Richard Gray.
Summer afternoons near the fountain I spy, watching businessmen and school kids waltz by me, unaware that the woman in white is watching. Summer afternoons near the fountain in the grass, I hear bits of conversation as they pass me, unaware of the woman in white who's listening. I make up stories about how they came to be, like this man had amnesia, or this girl's from Paris. This man lost his business, this boy lost his mom. These two started dating at the senior prom. It's been 50 years and they still hold hands. No one at my office understands why I spend my summer afternoons near the fountain with a book. I'll pretend to read and then I'll sneak a look. And when my midday break is over and my watch says 5 till 3, then I wonder, as I sit there, people watching, are there people watching me?
I also want to remind you, on February 23rd at The Siren, Shelley McClendon and Michael Fetters are opening The Aces. You don't want to miss these two comedians. They are incredible. She's going to be featured on an upcoming podcast.
Hi, I'm standing at MLK and Killingsworth bus stop. We're going to get on the 6, and I've just met somebody who's going to ride with me. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Kenya Ifamelu.
Do you take the number 6 often?
Kind of.
And what are your favorite things about riding the bus?
being out of the cold. I have a lot of anxiety around driving since getting in a car accident, so I don't drive anymore.
Uh-huh.
So it's nice to be driven around. I don't know, I like to people watch, and I guess that's interesting when people aren't being a little too wild on the bus. So,
do you find they're more fun to watch? Like on this line, or is there another line you ride that's better people watching material?
I think the bus I take to work is a little bit better because it's, I don't know, the morning bus is just a little less hectic for me, so mostly like families and that type of thing.
What line do you ride to work?
The 75.
The 75, does that pass any interesting sights that you particularly like to see?
Not from my house to my work, no.
Do Do you mostly people watch, or do you ever read, or, you know, read your phone? Of course, most people on the Max and where the bus I see are on their phone pretty much.
Yeah, I read sometimes, or I'm on Tumblr. Yeah.
The bus is coming.
Oh, great. Thank you. The bus is coming, I think. Are there bus drivers that you get to know?
Yes, there's actually one bus driver that I really like. He drives the 8 in the morning, and I don't know his name, but I enjoy him.
Our bus is actually here, so we'll get on.
Great.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
So I'm on the number 6. We're riding down MLK toward Burnside, and I've just sat by someone else who is going to introduce themselves.
My name's Haley Trevorello.
And is it Haley?
Haley like a hill.
Haley like a hill. Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Do you ride this number 6 often?
I do. Yeah.
And is it home from work?
It is home from work.
What do you like most about this number 6?
It's very convenient for me, and it runs all the times that I need it to, which is nice.
Do you like to people watch? I see you're on your phone listening to music. What's your favorite thing to do on the bus?
Mostly podcasts.
Oh, which are your favorite podcasts?
Currently, All Fantasy Everything, and then I'm listening to the Slate Slow Burn, too.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Slate Slow Burn?
It's really good.
What do they talk about?
Watergate.
Oh,
yeah.
About like Watergate.
Podcast. Yeah, it's like a history podcast.
How cool is that? I just started listening to Minority Corner.
Ooh, I haven't heard that one.
I love it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll get into it.
And then, sadly, I do listen to the one about The Bachelor.
I've actually never seen The Bachelor, so, but makes sense.
I feel jealous of you. Any favorite bus stories that you have?
Not really. I pretty much keep to myself on the bus, which is fine, I guess. But yeah.
Are there drivers that you are familiar with?
Yeah, because I take it the same time every day. So, yeah, I got my guys.
That's
and
nice.
Girls, and women, but yeah.
Any bad weather stories?
No, it's actually always ran when I needed it to, which is, I know I'm lucky, but. Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
So I'm still on the number 6. I'm getting off at Burnside. I'm getting closer, and I've just sat next to another person who takes the bus. Can you introduce yourself?
Karina Aguilar. I actually usually take the MAX, the blue line, and the green line downtown. It's towards PSU.
You just graduated today?
Yes, I graduated from Paul Mitchell School today. So I was riding transit for 2 years, getting to and from school, and today's my last day riding transit. Yeah.
That is so awesome. What now, why is it your last day riding transit?
Because I live in Gresham, and so I have a car. I just usually park at Gateway or something to go all the way downtown because it's too expensive to park downtown.
Are you going to drive now that you're graduated to, have you got a job lined up?
Yes, I do.
What are you going to be doing?
It's in my area. Well, I usually work at, I work at Adventist Medical Center. It's right like 10 minutes from my house. And then also my new spa is by Lloyd Center, so I'll just drive. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I usually take the blue line because I live in Damascus, so not far from you in Gresham.
Yeah, it's quite a ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any favorite bus stories or MAX stories?
I think this might be my stop. Let me check real quick. Yep.
It is. All right. She's got to go. Thanks for talking to me.
For sure.
So I got off the 6, and now I'm on, well, I'm not on it. I'm waiting for the Portland streetcar, the A-Loop. It is very beautiful right here. I have never been in this area. There's this super cool building with, like, this Peter Max kind of 70s frickin' paint job. It's really cool.
I found out that the design was chosen by members of the Regional Arts and Culture Council, the City of Portland, and Guerrilla Development. It is the artist James Jean, and local artist Dan Cohen is doing the actual painting of the building.
And now there's a gentleman standing here who is also taking the A-Loop. And do you often take it?
I've taken it a few times. I'm fairly new to Portland, but I take public transportation everywhere I go.
That is fantastic. Can you introduce yourself? I got so excited about the location, I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Danny Owen.
Danny Owen, and you've been taking the rapid transit everywhere since you've come here. Where'd you come from?
That's right. Cleveland, Austin, Louisville, and Portland. So
Holy cow.
I've bounced around a little bit. I work downtown, so I take, I live over here at 6th and Cooch. I take the bus to work every day. I take the transit when I'm going south, or the streetcar when I'm going south, and I take the train when I go to the airport for work. So, that's great. I mean, I don't even own a car here.
You're living the dream that I want to live.
It's great. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I love people watching, and you take lots of routes.
You always some interesting folks on the public transportation. But I just like getting on, popping some music on, and kicking back and relaxing, and getting to somewhere that's good for the environment and less traffic. It's actually what I came here for, was to get rid of my car, commute, and be a part of that culture. And so here I am.
That's fantastic. So do you obviously take the rapid transit? I sound like a crazy person. You take rapid transit wherever you go. So do you go to arts events using rapid transit?
Sure. I'm a member of the art museum here. So if I go to the museum, I'll take the bus.
Did you see the Leica exhibit?
I did.
What'd you think of it?
It was super neat. I went a few times during that.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed that.
How does the rapid transit in Portland compare to the other cities in which you've lived?
Oh, it's so much better. Public transportation in Louisville is almost non-existent. And Austin just wasn't very efficient. And traffic in Austin was absurd. So they definitely need to beef up their public transportation. But public transportation in Portland is awesome. I mean, it's always packed. There's tons of people on it, unless you go super early in the morning when I'm on my bus ride to work. It's standing room only,
Which bus do you take to work?
I can take either the 12, the 19, or the 20. Yes, it's just right over here at 6th and whatever.
Some street. But, it's interesting because I've taken the 20, if I'm not mistaken, all the way from Gresham. And that's a really fun route because it goes straight down Burnside for forever.
For a long time, yeah. And that's what I love about this route is I can jump out here at any time in the morning. And I know that the 12, the 19, or the 20, any one of those is stopping at the stop I need to go to. So, and they're spaced out by maybe 1 or 2 minutes each.
So here's a question now. I think when I take rapid transit, that time slows down. Do you agree?
What do you mean by that?
When I can surrender myself to the fact that I am going to get there and I am not the person who has the agency to get me there, something about that is magical.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I love it's almost like, air travel, I think, is really the same way. It's really just public transportation. It's a very expensive mode of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's great. You can just kick back, relax. You don't have to, pay attention to traffic and be responsible for, yourself or anyone else in your vehicle. It's great. I absolutely love it.
I really love, especially when I'm, we're parallel with the 84, and I get to watch the traffic and think, I'm not in that.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I take the 6 to the pool where I swim, and if I go there in the afternoon, you just look out. I mean, it is complete gridlock, bumper to bumper, and I'm just like, man, I'm just so glad I'm not in that,
So you probably have got the whole hop, your ticket to ride, the hop fast pass down like a science?
So I was originally using the
app. That's what I do. I really like it.
Yeah, I liked it. Well, the organization I work for provides me with a pass that gets me on all three for free.
Oh, that is poetry.
It's great. I mean, I literally have no commuting expense here.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I see our train coming, so I guess I should stop the recording, but thank you so much for talking to me.
It was my pleasure.
So now I'm on Loop A, this is called the streetcar.
The Portland streetcar.
The Portland streetcar. And I have a gentleman who's sitting next to me who's going to introduce himself and tell me about what he loves about rapid transit in Portland.
Hi, I'm Bob, and the TriMet transit system is wonderful. I've heard it's one of the best in the world, and it goes everywhere. It goes everywhere you want to go.
Do you take many routes?
I do. I take the bus, I take the MAX, I take the streetcar, and sometimes I'll even take the West train down to Wilsonville to see my parents in Woodburn.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they even have the CAT system, which is the Cambria Area Transit. It goes from Oregon City Transit Center to Canby, and they even have one that goes to Woodburn as well. So I can take the public transit all the way to Woodburn if I need to.
Okay, that's so cool because there's that super cool mall in Woodburn, but it's always really trafficy to get there.
Yes, the Woodburn Outlet Malls.
That is fantastic. You're very knowledgeable.
Well, I grew up here. I grew up on Mount Tabor, and I've been riding public transit off and on since 1976 when I was 6 years old.
You're the poster child. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah.
It's been 50 years, and they still hold hands. No one at my office understands why I spend my summer afternoons near the fountain with a book. I'll pretend to read, and then I'll sneak a look. And when my midday break is over and my watch says 5 till 3, then I wonder, as I sit there, people watching, are there people watching?